This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to Nonsense and Insanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen up. Real simple. You know, when I bring Dan Pilla on, he is the tax man. He, you know, you'll hear the commercial. He wrote the book, on the tax problems, the tax issues. And I personally used him. We were, there's no other way to put it, we were targeted by the IRS. Actually, I'll say we were targeted by a local group of Democrats who knew who I was. And, you know, started to turn up the heat on certain situations. The IRS jumped on it. Local IRS agent. And as we stated, we knew we had done nothing wrong. Right? We knew that everything we did was according to the law. But when the IRS started coming in, man, it is scary. It is. Not a good feeling in any way, shape, manner, or form, even if you know you're in the right. Isn't that funny? I mean, you sit there and you know that you've done nothing wrong. You know that you did everything. I mean, I should say you've done nothing wrong on purpose. How's that? And you know that all, you know, I'll state my case and everything will be fine. Well, guess what? It doesn't work that way. Especially when you don't know what's going on. You don't understand the rules. You don't know the laws yourself, which is why I always say, bring on people with a clue. You bring on people with a clue, they help you work through it, and you might be able to make, I mean, you will in most cases be able to make a difference. Well, Dan was able to help us maneuver the system, I'll put it that way. And ultimately, we were able to prove our case. And they were trying to nail us for over $100,000 in taxes, penalties, and interest. Now, two things. You know, we believe God to show us what we needed to do, how we needed to do. And I believe that's when the door was opened for Dan Pilla to step in and help us out. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you can find him up on Tax Help Online, Tax Help Online. And I got to tell you, again, let me say to you, when you get the right information, now when he gives out information, I have people will ask me about him. And I go, look, he's helped me. I've gotten positive emails from people. So when you have the right information, you can win. And matter of fact, I tell you what now. When I get IRS stuff down, doesn't bother me at all. And we joke about it all the time. I joke about it with him all the time. They keep changing my address. I don't know why. Every couple of months I get a notice. Back-to-back notices. We changed your address from this to this. And then I'll get a notice pretty much either the same day or the next day. We've changed your address basically back to the original address. Now, I don't even know. Maybe they're automatic. I don't know. Don't know what it cost them to send that. Have no clue. But again, you don't have to be afraid of them. You don't have to be. The only reason you'd have to be afraid of the IRS in any way, shape, manner, or form is if you are truly doing something wrong. You are truly going out of your way to do something wrong. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I've had, we don't think elections, you don't think, I don't think, we don't perceive, if you would, that elections are right around the corner. But for all intents and purposes, they are. Right? Well, elections will be here pretty much in no time. And when they get here, are you going to be playing catch-up? Or are you going to know what you want to do? Are you going to know who you want to vote for? Are you going to be looking at these people and what they've done in the community? Look at the damage that people have never... I know some of you say, no, we don't want politicians. I don't want politicians, per se. But I do want people that have maybe been on boards, been in situations where they have had to make tough decisions. Where are they at? Let's see what they're doing, right? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-556. Back in 2015, Hamtramck in Michigan became the first American city to elect a Muslim majority council. Liberals celebrated this milestone for multiculturalism. They thought it was great. This is the proof that I constantly put out there and say to you, they don't believe in your religious beliefs. They don't understand. They think it's just a fad, a thing, a club, or whatever. And Christians have done that because they don't live out their faith in most cases. Now, while leading media outlets hailed it as a triumph, a success, because now you had a different religious and cultural background people coexisting in harmony. However, they may have to reconsider this. Now, this comes from a left-leaning blog, right? Because the Muslim Council has just voted to ban the pride flags. You know, the rainbow-colored symbols of the LGBT community. Are they that dull? Do they not understand the reality of what those people believe? What religious people believe? Apparently not. Dan Pilla joins me after the break. Don't go far.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. And the way you do that, again, as I always say, is you do exactly that. You get informed. And then you can step out. Then you can have a clue. You know, otherwise you're doing what they're doing. You don't want to do that. Please. You don't want to do that. Because then guys like me have to defend your ignorance. I'll put it that way. Anyway, always a pleasure. Dan Pilla joins me, the tax man, and like I was telling you in the first segment, I used to get totally, totally wigged out whenever I saw the IRS letters. You don't have to. You're right. I mean, you really don't need to be that nerve. Find out what you did wrong. You probably already know. It's those two bags of shopping and two shopping bags you have filled with unopened IRS notices is probably why they're there in person to see you and or keep sending you more letters. But as Dan always says, it's not the end. You got plenty to, I mean, you got a 3-page brochure full of information for you to work with. Dan Pilla, thanks for being with me.
My pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me. How you doing this week?
I'm doing fine so far. Everything's good. You know, here in California, we got a reprieve from paying our taxes. I got to give you kudos on something, because now what I'm seeing more and more is people complaining about the fact that the IRS is sending them interest and penalty notices here, because you had said something about if you didn't file your quarterly estimated taxes or quarterly pay, whatever it was, that's what they were going to nail you on, and guess what's happening?
Yeah, that's what they're doing. That's what they're issuing the penalties for that reason, yep.
You know, I had read some of these guys, or most of them anyway, would say that they never really owed a lot in taxes, so they would just wait to tax time, get them done pretty quick, get them in there, and get them paid. And they really got it, you know, no real problem. No, I don't know. What do you want to call it? No harm, no foul, whatever.
You know, there's still a withholding penalty. Failure to make your proper estimated tax penalty. If you don't meet what's called the 90%, 100% rule, and what that means is you've got to pay 100% of last year's taxes of 2021 or 90% of the current taxes of 2022 on or before April, before January of the following year, or you get a penalty. So it's the 100%, 90% rule, whichever is less, right? So 100% of last year, 90% of this year, whichever is less. You don't have to overpay the tax. So, for example, if in 2022 your income dropped considerably compared to 2021, you don't have to pay 100% of the 2021 tax. You pay 90% of the 2022 tax. Well, the only way to know that is to make periodic estimated payments. If you're a wage earner, that's easy enough. The money comes out of your paycheck. And if your wages are down considerably, well, your withholding's down along with it, right? But if you're a self-employed person, the only way to figure that out is to make a periodic profit and loss statement to see exactly where you are in terms of income expenses, precisely where you are in terms of profit. And then you can make your estimated taxes based on that.
Interesting. That's something I've never heard those numbers before. As a small business owner, you know, you try to get in, which you try to get your taxes in as early as you can, so you don't have to jerk around with it. You put some money aside for it, but you're saying there's a number you have to look at, and you should be sending them money on a regular basis.
Yeah, exactly. As a self-employed person, at a minimum, you should be making quarterly payments based on that profit and loss. And so, you know, a quarterly estimate is based on 3 months worth of financial activity. So for example, let's just say you make a $10,000 profit in the first quarter. Well, you're going to face your estimated payments like $10,000 worth of income. So let's just say it's $2,000. Well, in the second quarter, you make no profit. Well, you don't have to make the same $2,000 payment in the second quarter that you made in the first quarter, but the second quarter doesn't carry any profit. Now you go to the third quarter, you do the same thing. Fourth quarter, you do the same thing. And now by the fourth quarter, of course, you've got a 1-year window to look at, and you can get real accurate estimated payments so that by the time you file your tax return in April, you're real close to having full paid your tax liability. Of course, you don't want to overpay it because now they're holding your money without interest. But you're very close to having full paid liability, so you don't end up with a $10,000 bill in April, which is what more
they're paying money market interest rates. What's the problem? Let the government hold your money, right?
yeah, that's what they're doing. They don't even nickels worth of interest.
So, and they tax you on the interest that you get, don't they?
that's right? Exactly right. Yeah, so if you got the money in the bank, you're getting.
So, you know, people have been asking me, I shouldn't say it this way, but I didn't know how serious of a question it was, but I really started thinking about it, that the government is looking for more and more access, right, to your bank account information, your transaction information, and not that they couldn't get it before, but Can you explain now why it's easier for them, unless that's a misnomer, but to get the information on your transactions on your account?
You're talking about the recent Supreme Court case, right?
Yeah. Sorry, yes.
So, well, the answer is it's not easier. So procedures have always been in place in the Internal Revenue Code to allow the IRS to get third-party record information from a bank, from a credit union, a mortgage company, credit card company, vendors, suppliers, business partners, your neighbor. It doesn't make any difference who or what the person is that they're going after for information, or what the nature of the institution is. The IRS has always been able to use its administrative summons power to get that information. Right. So what I mean by summons power is, think of the summons as a warrant without the hassle of getting a judge involved. So in other words, the IRS can effectively write its own warrants in the form of an administrative summons. They don't have to go to court. All they have to do is issue this summons, and the summons it's not self-enforcing. You know, if a person does not comply with the summons, they don't immediately go to jail. So the IRS has to go. It's not, in that sense, it's not like a warrant where they can go to jail if you don't comply. But in the case of the summons, if you don't comply, the IRS has to go to court to get it enforced. But the summons that's issued to a third party, those third parties, Joe, they don't want to go to court. They don't want to hassle with the IRS. So they cough up the information pursuant to the administrative summons. What the Supreme Court ruling said is that there's limitations on the IRS's obligation to notify the taxpayer regarding the service of the summons. You see, if the summons is served on a bank or credit union or financial institution, the IRS has to notify the taxpayer, and the taxpayer has an opportunity to execute a judicial action and to try to quash that summons, to keep that third party from complying with the summons. And there are a whole kind of, there's all, yeah,
go ahead, go to break. Gotta go for a break. I mean, I believe in capitalism, so I can pay my taxes. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. More coming up after.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA
Today news update. Prosecution in the trial of the former school resource officer in the 2018 Parkland school shooting is resting in the case.
They argued that despite law enforcement experience and active shooter training, Scott Peterson failed to respond in the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School incident. Instead, they accused him of taking cover for over 45 minutes during the shooting. 17 people were killed. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Defense attorneys are attempting to paint the entire incident as chaotic. House Republicans have failed to overturn President Biden's veto of the Congressional Review Act. The legislation would have ended Biden's student loan forgiveness plan. It passed in the House and Senate earlier this year before the president vetoed it. Biden's student debt relief plan now faces the Supreme Court. Tropical storm Brett strengthening, taking aim at the Caribbean now. It's forecast to reach the Lesser Antilles on Thursday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Coming to you live from North Venezuela, where we can't really rely on either electricity or internet access and all that fun stuff. You know, quietly here in California, the gas prices have climbed back up again. And getting close to somewhere between $6 and $7. You know, it's funny. They keep it right just below $6.99 a gallon for what in my day we called high test, right? And you're not hearing about it, right? Why are we not hearing about this across the country? In California, again, out of control here with gas taxes. In California, they have what's called a summer blend, where they change the blend of the gasoline so it doesn't cause as much, you know, dirty emissions. And it costs you, on the average, of 28 cents more a gallon for the thing that we don't know anything about. We don't even know if it really does diminish, you know, output or pollution or what have you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dan Pella joins me, the tax man. Love having him on with me. I'll let him finish this conversation in a minute. But, you know, what does it matter, Dan? I mean, Greta Thunberg told us back in, what, 2018? But we only had 2 years left. Let's go to town. Let's start having bonfires and, you know, marshmallow roasts in the backyard and everything, right?
Well, I thought it was 10 years, Joe. Wasn't it 10 years in 2018?
I thought she said we had 2 years to turn this thing around. But you're as old as I am. Go back to the late 60s, early 70s. What do we have? We had like 5 years and then 12. They kept telling us that we were going to starve to death. Remember?
Well, we were starved to death back then. Also remember that in the early 70s, they were talking about global cooling, another ice age, which would wipe out the growing season. And you know, X percent of the countries around the world, we'd all be eating dogs and starving.
Famine. And now what do we have in this country? We have an obesity problem. It's great. God bless. whatever they say, you know it's going to be the opposite, you know?
Well, you know what my dad used to say? And my dad was the quintessential right-wing radical. And he used to say, whatever the government tells you, believe the opposite and you'll be closer to the truth.
Are you sure he wasn't from New England? I mean, sir, he's from Boston.
No,
they were all like that back then.
Boston.
The government's got all the money. They know they have all the money, and they want more of your money. You know, that was I always heard that growing up as a kid. Anyway, hey, 26 months of falling income under this current administration, right? And which has to mean that it's also falling revenue to the IRS. And thank God. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say I haven't looked at the revenue numbers, but that certainly has to be the case. There's no question about that. And you know, that was the fight we had here in Minnesota. You know, we had an $18 billion budget surplus because of everything that had gone on in the economy up until the point of the of the pandemic, which you know wreaked such economic havoc everywhere. And the state legislature looked at that and said, well, instead of figuring out, you know, how to either give the money back or stash it in a, you know, what you'd call a rainy day fund, they effectively created, you know, a handful of new social programs, spent almost every dime of the $18 billion. And not only did they just spend it, they spent it on creating programs. They're going to have to be funded every single year going forward, despite the economic problems. We've got a single party government in the state of Minnesota. The House of Representatives and the state Senate are both controlled by leftist Democrats, and our governor is a leftist Democrat. So we have one party Marxist style government here in the state of Minnesota. And they're doing more bizarre things than I could have made up 4 years ago.
Yeah. Well, listen, just look at what California's doing. No one's coming to a state near you if they can get away with it. And again, so listen, I got a little giggle for you for a second here. Here's something I'm sure that you haven't heard in a long time. Take a listen to your point about the global cooling, warming, whatever it was at the time back in the 70s.
Do you think Jimmy is roaming around the White House tonight trying to find a meatloaf to warm himself up on?
I don't think the cod is eating meatloaf.
Who the hell are they? They're only from Georgia. Oh, let me tell you something. I am so sick of Washington and all its whites and all them politicians down there and them congressmen and the congressmen. Boy. I'll bet you won't find none of them congressmen signing down their electric blankets tonight. Which if they did, their secretaries would get up and go home. Oh, readers, the Democrats is doing a whole Democrat. And you put them in there. Yeah, that's the face you had on you when you come back in the polls. Well, the Democrats' way of running this country is to go tell us all how we ought to make sacrifices. God, they're great on that stuff. But they're all going to have us over the hill to the poorhouse.
Uh-huh.
We ain't going to be able to drive over there because we ain't got no gas, so we're going to have to walk it.
Well, the Reader's Digest says walking is very good for you.
Oh, ain't that lovely? The Reader's Digest can always put a little joy into poverty. This is my whole point. My whole point is this whole thing with the energy and everything. This is all a conspiracy. No, you know that? It's a conspiracy there. Listen, for years, all our lives, they've been telling us to go out and buy stuff that use energy. You know, all electrical stuff. Like electric toasters, electric ovens, electric stove, electric stereo, electric TV, electric race, electric hair blower, electric knives, electric every damn thing. Not to mention the cars. And now, after all the big corporations there make the billions and billions of dollars worth of profits, signals, wham, they're changed. And after telling us for years that we can't live without this junk, Now they tell us that we got to live without it. The country is going straight into the dumper.
Right. Talk about a premonition, right? I mean, seriously.
So we're listening to All in the Family, right?
That's right. The R.T. Bunker laying it out in plain, simple layman's terms.
Yep.
But, I mean, seriously, this stuff has been fed to us since the late 60s, early 70s. Remember the first Earth Day, you know, all the stuff that they were going to do, all the things that were going to go wrong. Manhattan was going to be uninhabitable because the water was going to rise 60 feet or something ridiculous like that. And absolutely none of these things have come true. And yet, we're still buying and selling carbon credits. Am I the only one that's not taking enough drugs to understand this?
It's unbelievable that they can be so wrong on such a vast scale for so long, and people still believe this crap.
God bless. All right. IRS just lost about, I think they lost about $20 billion, right? Was it an adjustment, or how did that work out, and what does that really mean for guys like me?
Well, what we're talking about, Joe, is under the budget deal that was passed here, 3 weeks ago now, 2 weeks ago, whenever it was, as part of the debt ceiling compromise, the IRS's $80 billion appropriation that was granted to it last August has been trimmed back to about $60 billion. So they lost just about $21 billion of their appropriation. Now, remember, the $80 billion wasn't coming all right in 1 year. It was spread out over 10 years. So what's happening is instead of $80 billion, they're getting $60 billion. It's still spread out over that period of time. And so what it means to Jane and Joe American, frankly, is very little, because the IRS is still going ahead with its overall plan. In fact, they just released about a month ago a document called the Strategic Operating Plan, which lays out the details in a 147-page report. It lays out the details on exactly how they were going to spend that $80 billion. Well, now they're only getting only getting $60 billion. They're just going to front-end load the spending, Joe. So instead of pushing the stuff out, you know, as far as they thought they were going to, they're going to load up on the front end. And they say right in the plan that, you know, there's not going to be enough money here. Even at the $80 billion level, there wasn't going to be enough money. They're going to have to go back to Congress to get more, specifically in the areas of technology enhancements, right? We're going to have to go back and get more money. So that's all that's going to happen is probably three, four years from now, they'll be back on Congress's door for more money.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe McHugh, your host. Always a pleasure to have you. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Let me bring him on. The Tax Man. Always love when he's with me. Dan Pillow joins me. The Tax Man. TaxHelpOnline.com. TaxHelpOnline.com. Dan, give your commercial that I love where you don't have to get all nervous. You don't have to get all uptight. The decision of the agent is not final.
Well, you just said it yourself, Joel. And people get very anxious when they're dealing with the IRS, and understandably, because the IRS has a lot of power. But the fact of the matter is there's no decision of the IRS, no front-end decision is ever final. You always have the right to challenge it and appeal it. You have the right to go to the Independent Office of Appeals, where everything the IRS does is reviewed, and you don't have to pay fees to go there. You don't get penalized if you lose your case at appeals. You don't have to pay the money first to go to appeals. You have every right to have your case reviewed independently by people that are decision makers, Joe, that have the authority to come to a resolution in your case. And so you don't have to. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. There's always a way to deal with these people to get resolution.
You just said something. I don't know if I heard you incorrectly. The government is actually going to provide you a service that doesn't cost you anything.
The Office of Appeals. And I'll tell you, it's vitally important, too. I've been dealing with the Appeals Office for years. I've been in this business for over 40 years. I've been dealing with the Appeals Office since day one. Every American taxpayer needs to know about the IRS's Office of Appeals and how it works, because they have the authority to review every decision the IRS makes, whether it's an audit decision or a collection action, levies, seizures, those kinds of things. The appeals office has the authority to get involved, and they have authority to reverse what the IRS is doing, to stop them from doing what they're doing, or to order them to do something that they're supposed to do. And people need to know how to use this. It's not complicated. It's certainly not an intimidating process, because these appeals officers are independent in the sense that they're not answerable to any collection function. The appeals office managers are not the same managers that deal with the tax collectors or the tax auditors or the criminal investigators, for that matter. It's a completely different setup on the management chart. They're not part of the enforcement machine.
Interesting. And these are things you don't ever learn about. I mean, you and I joke about the little three-page brochure that comes out, but there's so many things. I think I told you I'm working with somebody that had been renting trucks all year long, and they spent too much money on the truck rental. I mean, from a business standpoint, they spent too much money. Well, the IRS, when they got the taxes in, they went, hey, this is out of line. There's something wrong here. We don't like this. And I learned from you over the years that they really can't dictate to you what you spend on a piece of equipment or to do certain things or even upgrades or what have you. They don't have the right to do that, right?
Yeah, here's what the rule is. In order to claim a tax deduction as a business, the expense has to be ordinary and necessary to your business. All right? So the IRS can challenge an expense and say, well, we don't think that's ordinary and necessary. But they aren't the final arbiters, Joel, of what's ordinary and necessary for your business. The business owner, the business operator, gets to decide what's ordinary and necessary. And the tax court cases that have come down in favor of taxpayers on this are consistent throughout the course of time. I mean, I'm talking about 7 decades of tax law decisions on this issue that say there only has to be a remote link between the taxpayer's business activity and the expenditure that the taxpayer claims is necessary. Just the remotest link whatsoever to the success of the business, it meets that ordinary and necessary test.
I mean, this stuff to me, again, is so interesting. The fact that I've been, I don't just interview you, I listen to what you say too, and I hear this stuff, and okay, there's really, you know, when you get the letter, you go, okay, well, what do they want? What are they looking for? You know, can I easily provide this? That kind of stuff, where before you see the letter come and you look at it, you go, not opening that.
Yeah, people tend to panic when they see that letter, for sure.
Yeah. Let's go back a little bit to, you were talking about the debt ceiling compromise, and people sent me a couple of emails here. That money was not for just for agents. Was that money for new systems? Was that, you know, that money was for a multitude of things, I hope.
Yeah, no question about it. Now, certainly with any organization of any significance, salaries are probably the biggest expense, unless you're in a manufacturing operation, then you've got your raw materials. But the fact of the matter is service industries are heavily dependent on their employees, so there's no question that a large amount of the money was for paying people. But the fact is that they were spending billions of dollars on infrastructure, billions of dollars on computer systems, not just hardware, but software systems. For example, I believe there's about $9 billion in that plan spread over that 10-year period of time to upgrade computer systems, not just hardware, but systems to allow taxpayers to get better access and faster access to IRS's systems through the internet. So the answer is a great deal of the money is going to be spent on people, but also on hardware and systems as well.
Well, based on the numbers that I see, you know, you're talking about an old computer guy, a computer systems guy, and based on the numbers that I see on a regular basis, keeping up with this is horrendous, and they're not where they need to be. Look at, Dan, think of your banking, what you do with banking now. You can take a picture of your check, and you can send it in, they deposit for you. You never have to get out of your seat. You can pretty much do all your banking online. And yeah, with the IRS, you have issues.
Right from your cell phone. And you're right, the IRS is not anywhere close to having that capability, but they're making it happen very quickly. For example, right now the IRS has got what they call a direct pay system that's been in place for about, I don't know how many years, Joe. It hasn't been very long, but it's been a couple of years, where you can go on the IRS's website. You click that direct pay option on the website, and you jump through a series of identity verification questions, and then it asks you, you know, how much you want to pay, what tax year you want to pay it for, your Social Security number, all of that stuff, and it takes the money right out of your bank account, instantaneously applies it to your liability, so you don't have to mail a check. And have the check take a week and a half to get to the IRS, and then another week and a half to get processed, and then somebody messes up and applies the check to tax year X instead of tax year Y, and now you got to spend another 3 months trying to get that straightened out. When you do it online, you get instantaneous confirmation of the payment with a written confirmation receipt with a confirmation number. So if there's any issue that shows up anywhere along the line, you got the proof right there. So that they're making progress, Joe. They're making it easier. One of the things I'm a little concerned about, though, I got to tell you, is you know, they want to take people out of the loop when it comes to interacting with the IRS. So if you get a notice, they want you to be able to go online and just do everything online without no person being involved to talk to help sort this out, and I don't think that's a good idea. They're striving to not have to deal with people on a one-on-one basis.
Yeah, no, I can only imagine. You were talking about the amount of phone calls and things that they get on a daily basis, questions that need to be answered, people that need to be gotten back to, and it's really tough. One fellow was telling me that I guess he's divorced or what have you, and his ex constantly claims the child that she's not supposed to claim, and every year he gets rejected because she somehow gets her tax thing in there first, and every year he has to fight it, and he has to do it via a paper submission. And I thought that was interesting. Is that we only got like a minute and a half left or something, but is that to get it actually in front of a set of eyes? Is that what's the reason for the actual paper one?
Yeah, in a case like that, I'd get that guy into the appeals office, and I get him into a position where we get an order from the appeals office that says he's entitled to claim the child that we could use against the use in defense of the ex-wife's actions.
Now, in the claims office, can you actually get in front of an agent?
Yeah, at the appeals office, you can actually have face-to-face or telephone. These days, mostly it's telephone, but you are interacting with a live person who is physically looking at your stuff and is verbally talking with you about your situation and interacting with you like a human being.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Yeah, that's a big deal. No question. It's a big deal.
Well, it is because, you and I both know that if you're sitting across from somebody, you can get the body language to tell whether they're stretching to tell you the truth, you know, where they're at, what they're uncomfortable with, what their emotional state is, and that kind of stuff. And I think that makes it easy sometimes. All right, real quick, do your commercial. Tell people how they get in touch with you.
Yeah, my website is taxhelponline.com. That's all one word, no spaces, taxhelponline.com. Purchase any book at any price point off my website. You get a free personal direct consultation with me, taxhelponline.com. Read the book, write your questions down, get on my consultation schedule, and I'll walk you right through all your issues.
I got a call from a previous state congressman who wants to know how to get a hold of you, and I said exactly that. You're no different than anybody else. Hop on the website, get the book, give him a call. God bless, Dan. Appreciate what you're doing. We'll catch up with you again in a couple of weeks. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We're going to find out whether or not who's protecting your legal rights.
1229.